cinch.
Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and today we're going to talk about the 5 easy ways to kickstart your daily personal productivity. As you search for your ultimate personal productivity blueprint, don't forget to think about how you're getting going in the morning. There are some simple things that you can put into place to make sure you hit your full potential. In fact, if you don't have a morning routine that enhances your chances of starting off right, you may doom the rest of your day to failure. The good news is that you can enhance your morning routine and significantly improve your odds of having a productive rest of your day. So with that in mind, here are 5 ways to start a very productive day. Number 1, get a good night's sleep. Your ability to sleep will directly impact your ability to focus. As I talk with my clients, I frequently hear them proudly say that they work very hard and sacrifice their sleep so they can get more done. Do you work with this perspective? For decades, professionals have equated the number of hours they spend working and the hours that they spend without sleep as a representative of their dedication to their job. And I have to admit, back when I worked in the corporate world, I used to think the same thing. Not anymore, however. I am now a proud sleeper, and here's why. Sleep deprivation severely reduces your productivity and shrinks your attention span. To make it even more concerning, lack of sleep can slow your reaction time down even worse than overdrinking on alcohol. Your body repairs damage when you sleep. It works on your ability to focus and concentrate as well as any physical repairs that are needed. If you don't get enough sleep, you are robbing yourself of much needed repair time. Number 2, eat breakfast. Fuel your day for a great experience. Now this one shouldn't be a shocker to you. We hear it all of the time. Start your day with a well-balanced breakfast. Not just a cup of coffee, not a Snickers bar. No offense to Snickers, they're good, but just not for breakfast. If you want to understand why, check out the comment I've left on the end of this cast for a link to the 10 reasons you should eat breakfast. It's amazing that the most important meal of the day is also the most frequently skipped. In fact, I used to do this too. Yeah, I had read all of the research about eating breakfast, but I had built some really bad habits. If you can't make yourself a nice breakfast with protein, because it kickstarts your brain, and fruits, then consider a whey protein drink. My favorite is NutriHarmony's meal replacement plan. I love the vanilla, but you may like the chocolate. I found that mixing up a drink was much faster, and I could drink it on the go if I needed to, even if I was still working on waking up. Putting this into my morning mix helped me quickly change my habits. Today I'll either have a drink or cook a full breakfast, and you should do the same. Number 3, get your body moving. Mornings can be tough, especially if you're not a morning person, and start your day with a little exercise. For some, that's easy. I know a lot of runners that love to watch the sun rise as they take their morning run. But if that's not you, consider some simple stretches. Or do what we do and dance around the house. As we're getting ready in the morning, we have music playing through the house and we dance as we shower, dress, brush our teeth, etc. This extra movement and energy gets us in a positive frame of mind. Don't like to get physical? No worries. Even a little bit can make a big difference. Try going up and down your stairs one extra time every morning. Just do something. Number 4, clarify specifically. Understand the exact things you will be working on. You can work hard all day and still get nothing done. It takes 10 to 15 minutes in the morning or right before you leave the night before and identify what activities you should be doing that really matter. Which activities will make the biggest difference to your ultimate goal? It's really easy to get caught up on Facebook or Twitter or other internet sites or articles and say that you were, quote, networking. I'm not bashing either of these online networking sites or any other. In fact, I love them all, but moderation is key. Time can get sucked away from you if you're not careful. Know why you're doing what you are doing. And lastly, number 5, have an environment that is focused on work. It may seem obvious, but your environment is important. If you're surrounded by piles of paper and sticky notes all over, it can be hard to focus. If you work from your home, the distractions can potentially be even greater. Eliminate as many distractions as possible. Are you a TV junkie? Then make sure the TV is not in the room that you are working in. Do you find that